Welcome to the Gifters Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Kai. This podcast is sponsored by the GPS Online Program, which teaches you how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business. For more information, go to ChristopherKai.com. Our guest today is Tor Reinhardt. He's a filmmaker, YouTuber, entrepreneur, innovator, and author. Tor, welcome to our podcast.
Thank you very much for having me.
So it's not often, as soon as you mentioned the project you did with your father, you reminded me of another German man I know. He's, I can't believe he did this Hyperloop thing that he got inspired by Elon Musk. And he's a German guy. Let me just look up his name. I'm literally drawing a blank. Hyperloop. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Not exactly.
I'll come up with the name soon. But ultimately, while I'm coming up with the name, tell us about the project you mentioned you're working with your father on, because it's quite interesting and inspiring.
So, my father and I started a project after, you know, we basically lost
the company. First, talk about the company that your father used to have, because that alone is also an interesting story.
Okay, so yes, so I grew up I might even say in the shadow of my father. So we grew up in a very small village, 500 people, and the software business that my father had created from the time that I was two grew to be basically a global player, was the third largest software business in Europe. And you can imagine, you know, in a small village, the name Reinhardt, carried its weight. And because my father was untouchable, I was the one that essentially got picked on. So I had to, it wasn't very very, very easy for me, but I decided to kind of join forces. And after my schooling, I decided to join the American team in the marketing department in Virginia. But shortly after, we had the German chancellor open the business, business buildings and stuff like that. So, you know, we were all there was a high prominence there. But, you know, just 18 months down the line, it was from that high to rock bottom, where we basically lost the whole company. My father lost ownership and everything. And you know, that is partially to do with the markets crashing in Germany, but there was also a lot of corruption and lies and a lot of bad things.
Let's talk about what we can learn from that, because again, everyone is going to go through challenges. Everyone's going to go through struggles. And so for you personally, how did you deal with that challenge? Because again, we can always look at the bright side of entrepreneurship and business, but there's always a downside too. So I'm curious, how did you get through that yourself? Because that's what we want to teach our listeners.
Sure. Absolutely. I think, the key point for us, for my father and myself, was, well, we can kind of, you know, lie down and do nothing, or we can, you know, there were three options. We can lie down and die. We can kind of fight this in with a chance of this not happen, nothing, you know, happening other than losing a lot of money, or actually do something else. And that is kind of where we kind of, you know, at least this was in our case, or in my case, whenever I was challenged, that is when the most brilliant ideas come, you know? And that is when, you know, the time when we lost everything was the time when we, you know, put our creative heads together and actually came up with this, with the idea of creating a vertical takeoff and landing aircraft to facilitate transportation. And, that gave us this new hope of creating something, you know, equally big as we already had, if that makes any sense, while actually having a social economic impact for developing countries. That, you know, for us, that was a very important aspect.
Yeah, interesting. And so with anything, when you start anything, there is a risk, because it's interesting that you go from creating this very successful company and then you're starting another one, but it's not just any company, but it's such a bold statement where it's like Elon Musk saying, I'm going to fly to Mars. So, I mean, how did you decide to even choose that? Because how is that going? Is any of these, any business is hard to create, but a business of that type of business, it is very, very far reaching. And a lot of people don't necessarily see it yet. And so you're a futurist in that sense.
It was very challenging, especially, you know, I was working in the company, but I wasn't working with my father directly. So for me, that was a very challenging part. And you know, we were 6 months down the development and of the ideas and so on. And my father suffered a stroke, losing the ability to read and write. So, you know, it was a very frustrating situation for both of us, having to not only, you know, overcome the medical challenges, you know, the exercises that we needed to do, you know, for him to regain his memory and stuff like that. But, you know, for us, it was clear that there was no going back. You know, I had basically dropped out of school to be able to support this project as well. And, you know, we put all on one card, right?
Yeah.
Everything.
Yeah, yeah.
We risk everything for this one project. And, you know, one thing that my father told me in the beginning was, you know, even if this doesn't work, you will walk away with the skills that you need to do whatever you want.
Yeah.
And that is something that I will cherish forever, because, you know, there has been up and down. I mean, you know, we've been, you know, I ended up homeless with my wife and four children because we didn't see the success, or we were not able to, you know, to harvest the fruit of our labor yet. And I say yet because, you know, I'm not giving up on this vision. But it definitely came with its challenges.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I like that, in terms of you will always learn more in the process, because frankly, in life, all of life is a learning process. So I appreciate you sharing that. I see that you're also a YouTuber. What inspired you to consider getting into the whole filmmaking world? Because you have all these visionary ideas. What is the appeal to you for doing your YouTube channel?
So the YouTube channel has a few reasons, really. I am originally, when we developed the aircraft, I wanted to go on a roadshow through Africa and do a documentary on how the lack of infrastructure is affecting those living in rural areas, in developing countries especially. And I was in negotiations with several production companies associated with the BBC. But really quickly noticed that if I went down that route, the documentary wouldn't really reflect of the vision that I had going forward. The other thing is, obviously, because of all the challenges that we have gone through, you know, homelessness, you know, we were in £23,000 in debt, and, you know, so many things. That I wanted to use that as a channel to, you know, to kind of give others the inspiration by me sharing my story. In 2014, when my father passed away, it was really, really difficult for me, because, you know, it's never easy talking about this, to be quite honest. I went into a really, really deep hole of depression, and I wrote the book, The Struggle for a Better Future. And by being able to put my feelings into writing, you know, it was a tool for me to overcome my depression. Actually, I was speaking to my daughter about this yesterday, and she told me that, you know, for men, the second highest reason for death or something like that is because of their depression and men not being able to talk about their problems and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And well, I found...
Sure. I want to really appreciate, applaud, and thank you for, again, being so vulnerable, being so open, because as we both shared prior to recording the podcast, is that stories can inspire, stories can uplift, and I really do appreciate you sharing your story, because I hope our listeners know that there will be highs and lows, there will be peaks and valleys, there will be a lot of things that are going on, but if you, as what you said, you learn from that, what your father taught you so much, it's a powerful lesson and a role model to share, Tor, so I appreciate that. So how can our guests connect with you, stay in touch with you, and read your book?
Yes, they can get in touch by going on my website, which is TU523, so tangouniform523.com, or my YouTube channel, which is Tor Creative, THOR Creative, as the handle. And yeah, the book is on my website. It's actually for free.
Great. Tor, thank you so much for sharing your story. Have a great day.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for listening to the Gifters Podcast. If you want to learn how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business, go to christopherkai.com to learn more.